Are You OK is an organisation that promotes the idea that we can all help to support each other. They encourage people to reach out to anyone they know who might be doing it tough and to ask them if they're OK. Their recent conversation bus tour was a 5-week road trip through the heart of the country that encouraged all Australians to be even better mates by starting life-changing conversations with those around them. We caught up with Are You OK campaign director Rebecca Lewis and asked her how the people she met along the way responded to the Are You OK message.
The response from the community was quite phenomenal. I don't think I had an adverse reaction the entire length of the journey, which is quite impressive given that it was 5 weeks and 12,000 kilometres. I think people really want to make a difference. They really want to be there for their friends who are struggling. They want to be there for family members who, you know, are burdened or are feeling lonely and are feeling some sort of inner pain. You know, alongside that overwhelmingly positive support, we also met many people who are hurting, who are actually struggling with life. And I think it just reinforced why this campaign and why conversations are so important, because, you know, people are losing jobs, people are feeling lonely, people are, you know, struggling to make it through school and to find out what the next step in their life is going to be. So the campaign really reinforced for us that we do need to be there for one another, because we're all going to go through difficult times, and starting a conversation is one of the best things that we can do to let our friends and family know that we're there for them and that we care.
So why not make today the day you reach out to a mate and have a conversation that could change a life? The Are You OK website, ruok.org.au, is a great place to go to find some practical advice on ways to start this kind of conversation with a friend, workmate or family member.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.